will just learn right quick to go and lift that little lid up and eat out of that feeder. They just take their nose and lift that thing up and go to eat. They just have it there all the time. They can just eat any all the time they want to.
Day or night. We used to, back then, you know, we throw that corn out there in the ears, you see, chuck.
And they'd eat off the ears.
They'd eat off the cob, you see.
Then you had to clean out the hog pen, pick up the ears, you know, the cob.
The cob.
All right. Have you ever heard of a place that you might pen up your cows until you get a lot of manure there? You know, and
yeah.
Is there anything that was called in particular? You might.
Well, that's just a cow stock, cow. No.
Droppings from a cow, let it fire.
Just a cow pasture, cow pen. Cow pen. That's what it was.
I've heard people. Say compost for that.
Compost and a fertilizer is two different things altogether. Compost, you make your own compost. You make it out of rotten leaves, waste, any kind of organic waste material.
Yeah.
And you just put it out there and keep it watered and rotted, and that's a compost.
Yeah.
You can build a bin, you know, for that. And you take rotten leaves and
cobs,
your coffee grounds, anything like that you, any kind of waste material that you throw out, you can put it in there and it makes a compost.
Yeah, and it's rich too, isn't it?
Yeah, but it has to stay there for a year or two to make a good compost.
Talking about farm, what do you call it, a type of farm where just milk cows are raised.
Right.
Dairy?
Dairy farm.
That would be a dairy.
That's right. We usually have a big dairy there.
Have you ever heard of, before you had refrigeration, people taking perishables maybe down to a place where a stream, let's say, put it in a trough and let the water run?
Right. That's a stream. We've had a manual. Artesian well.
Where you would put food to
milk.
Anything besides milk, you would put in a place like that?
Well, you'd have to seal it, you see, put it in something that wouldn't get any moisture in it.
Oh, yeah.
But usually we'd seal our milk up in jars or churns. And not if you just set it down in there, you wouldn't let it come up to the top.
Have you ever heard people call a place like that, where you kept milk or something like that, have you ever heard people call that a dairy? An old-fashioned place like that?
Well, they call them milk houses.
Milk houses.
Uh-huh. And we had a cellar that we put our fruit and stuff like that in the fall. We'd have pears and things like that would grow. We'd take them to the cellar.
It's cool.
And cool, and we can keep them until Christmas.
Real cold bad trees.
Potatoes and anything that we harvested. A lot of times in the winter time, I've seen my father do it. We'd heal the potatoes up in the garden. He'd just pile them up in a big stack and his turnips. I've seen him heal turnips.
Put hay over them.
And put hay over them and then throw dirt over that.
You say heal turnips?
Mm-hmm. You seal them up, in a
potatoes
big
same way.
Potatoes same way. And they just pile them in there and cover all that with hay, and then cover it with dirt. And you go out there and dig into it and get real good potatoes. But
in the middle of the winter time.
Middle of the winter time. And we had cold winters back then, too.
Yeah. What about on a farm? What do you call the place where all the animals, you know, might walk around, just an open area like that? A farm?
Well, that's just a pasture.
Where they all get up together,
Right.
The pasture would be, that's where maybe the cows graze.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.